You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
If you're wondering where those headlines went, well, Sam Smith beat News is down at Shadows.
It's got to be done sometimes, all right?
Welcome to the BFM studio, Gwillem, from Abandoned Breweries. Never say die.
Exactly. I've got it on me twice today. I realised that I left the house in my Never Say Die hoodie and my Never Say Die t-shirt.
Sometimes John double BFMs is wearing a t-shirt.
Sometimes I wear BFM shorts and BFM t-shirt.
And if we had undies, you betcha.
I just think that BFM needs to put out a jandal.
Definitely. Yeah, it needs to happen.
Like BFM jandal, I'd be all about. Yeah.
Now,
that's a great idea.
Gwillem from Abandoned Breweries, you are our number one cocktail human being. We've given you some. We sent you a message throughout the week saying we need a cocktail based on some Victor Gin, brought to us by Thompson Whiskey.
Yeah, we're going to get a little bit weird. We're gonna make a drink that's traditionally a really rum heavy drink called a fog cutter. So this is like one of the old school tiki drinks. A fog cutter.
Okay.
So the whole idea is it's based off a ship that you'd send out to cut through fog.
Ooh, is that a thing?
It's a thing, apparently.
Holy crap.
It's a thing.
So does it look like a tugboat, or what does that look like?
I have literally no idea. I did Google it before I came. And
because I love a tugboat.
If it was a tugboat, I'd be way more into it, but I have a feeling it's more like a freaking clipper ship
or
something.
Is it kind of like a Nissan Patrol driving through the Waikato?
With like, yeah, that's the way I'm thinking.
I'm pretty sure... He said he doesn't know what it looks like, so we should stop here.
I think if you're going to put it into a Waikato setting, you can just see it driving across a bridge with maybe some cows just coming out of the fog at you.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds misty. I like it. Let's get in.
Let's get into it.
You've got actual mint as well.
I've got actual mint. It's going to be a mint time.
Good.
So first things first, you're normally going to use orgeat, but as we're witching up to more gin than rum, we're going to...
Assume that we don't know what orgeat is.
Orgeat is basically almond milk with rose water poured into it.
That would have been my last guess.
Gwillem is looking at me because during lockdown I did make some almond.
I have taught him the ways of the orgeat. He's learned the ways of the orgeat.
I love it.
So we're going to chuck in 15 mils per drink. We're going to be making two at a time today. There's a number of us up in here.
Skidoosh.
So we're using sugar syrup instead of the normal orgeat. Then we're going to hit it with 15 mils of lime juice.
Is that real deal lime juice?
It's real deal lime juice. I stole these limes off my neighbor's tree.
Okay, so the price on those limes?
It's good now.
Free. Normally they're about $5 a kilo at the moment, though.
Free until they tune into BFM.
Winter is a great time for limes in New Zealand.
It is. Grow your own when it comes to limes.
So next things next, we're going to put in 45 mils of OJ per drink.
Simply squeeze.
I know I'm not normally a big juice in my cocktails kind of guy, but I figured it's, you know, winter's coming.
I didn't actually call them. You've done Cocktail Corner for a long time, but I didn't know you weren't an orange juice person.
Well, I just don't put juice in drinks other than lemon or lime normally, you know?
Except unless that you're a ginger, so it's kind of like throwing us.
Yeah.
It doesn't match up.
So. It doesn't match up
Nobody's
at all.
Nobody's fault. But.
So, next thing, normally you do 45 mils of rum, but today we're going to do 45 mils of gin per drink.
Why did ginger feel like a swear word just then?
This is Victor Gin, by the way.
The classic.
Not Helensville. Riverhead.
So then after that, we're going to put in 15 mils of cognac per drink.
Do you cognac, Big Hungry?
I do now.
Shall we have a nip of cognac?
If you want to, just send someone to go and get some glassware for you, and you can definitely have a nip of some delicious Remy Martin VSOP.
You should probably smell it. I mean, that's sort of
your
brand.
What the heck is cognac, by the way?
Cognac is like brandy, but three times the price.
Do you even rap, bro?
So next up...
It smells thick.
Next up, we're going to chuck in 15 mils of white rum per drink.
What the fuck does that mean? Smell it.
How are you spelling thick?
Smell it.
Yeah, it smells like whiskey.
It smells like it's thick.
10 mils of Contro.
Okay. 10 mils of Contro.
All right, now that we've got all that shiznit sitting in the old shakeroony, we're going to pack our first two glasses with crushed ice.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. You can pour yourself a nip of cognac now. Any headlines, Sam?
No, he's been at Shadows, mate.
Still there?
Shads, what a bar.
Do Shads do cocktails at all? Or are they just like, they do?
Pina coladas, $10.
Wow. Do they do cocktails?
$10 pina coladas.
Not bad. I'm getting the not bad from Sam. All right, not bad means good. Roughly translated.
Cheap food. Cheap beers.
What are you doing over there? Shave ice? Get your shave ice?
Yeah, we got the crushed ice out.
Okay.
So I'd crushed that before. It's just a little bit too bangy to do on air. So we're gonna make the first two of these little suckeroonies. He's looking for his ice scoop that he
John's
lost.
John's pouring a bad idea as we speak.
No.
So, John, when's your rap album dropping?
Soon. My name is John, and I'm here to say I like to drink cognac in an 80s way.
Yeah, you gotta say
yak. Has it been shortened already?
Yeah. It's cognac. Yak. Okay, right. Big Angry and I are like shotting some cognac out of a Rudy's glass.
This sucks.
Do you know what's cool?
Hold up. What's cool about cognac is that it's gone from your grandma.
Bear down. The cognac comes out and the studio is just carnage.
I am thinking about like a felt couch that I can kind of write my name in if I scratch it the right way. I think I got some bars actually after that. I got bars.
I don't doubt it. I reckon there's going to be some great bars coming out of that now.
Phone down.
Get the rice, boys. Get the rice. So what we're going to do now...
Can we move that power board out of that lake?
Sorry, there's some mild electrical issues going on now, guys.
We're going to
strain this bad boy into these glasses with the crushed ice. It's a lovely yellow colour.
We've got a support crew up here, BFM. Gwillem, these cocktails look delicious.
You've chosen the riskiest glass as well.
I love the risky glasses. I'm here for the whiskey glasses. So,
looks good. Looks classic.
Oh mate, we're only just getting started.
Okay.
So now that you've got that in there of your crushed ice, I need you to insert your straw prior to doing anything else.
We should let the record show that these are golden metal straws.
They are. I figured if we're going to kick it flash, we need to kick it all the way flash.
It's a beautiful looking drink.
So we're going to garnish it with a little mint. There's still more to come.
I like that.
Still more to come. I feel like we need some luxury in today's cocktail corner.
Between mint and coriander, I can't quite decide who wins. But so, mostly it's mint, I think.
Now, once we've got this little mint situation, we're going to take some Amaro. Normally you do sherry, but I said, fuck it, let's do Amaro.
You're
going to
layer some of the Amaro. Oh,
you're like squeezing it in gently. Oh, look at it come down. That's Cobb & Co. Like it. Okay. Ooh, it's kind of like...
So it's like if you took Cobb & Co. and like made it fancy.
It's like varicose veins now, actually, a little bit.
Fancy Cobb & Co. Here we go, boys. I'll make another couple in a second.
Delicious.
Oh, look at those.
Oh, my mint fell out of my fucking glass.
There you go.
Ah, no.
It's
all right, I got John's one. Thank you, John.
That
was so bad. My heart broke. You heard it. You heard my heart break. Okay, you've slapped the mint so it's fragrant, eh?
Yeah.
I know what's going on.
Have a little clap.
Shout out to Kitty Tukanawa for giving this these.
It looks great, and it nice and fragrant.
Top notch, well rounded cocktail.
Wow, well, I feel like this is kind of like a bartender special, where they're like, "What do you want?" And you're like, "Well, I recommend this," and you have it, and you're like. Yep.
Next time I get McDonald's breakfast and I get the orange juice, I wouldn't mind upgrading it to this.
I can feel you on that. Like, I feel like that would be a way better hangover cure than like a couple of soggy hash browns.
Sam Harmony?
It tastes like something that my grandma would order, and I'd be like, "What's that?" And then I'd have a sip, and I'd be like, "Oh yeah, that's good."
Nana knows.
Yeah.
I'd be like, "That's a Cozy Club special."
It's got some horsepower.
It's all killer, absolutely no filler. Like, this is designed to, like, all tiki drinks, this is designed to get you walking along the beach, bumping into coconut palms and getting really, really lost.
Holy moly, Gwillem. This is what they have at the abandoned brewery breakfast brunch.
That's our breakfast smoothie right there. We normally top it off with a couple of IPAs just to really amp it up.
Is this like a legit cocktail you can buy at places?
Yeah. This one will be a little bit different.
What would I ask for if I was going to a bar?
If you're
going to
ask for a fog cutter, just say you want a fog cutter, but you want to take out the pisco and you want to add in some Contro and then reverse the gin and the rum.
Just on that, how many rights do I have as like an orderer in that sense? Like, how far can I push that envelope?
Bro, if they're making you your drink,
yeah, can I be a
You can be a dick about it because you're the one paying like $28 for this cocktail.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah,
because that's what a bar would charge you.
I just feel out of my league immediately. You know,
it's hard
out there.
This is delicious. This is
Sam.
Like,
is this up there with the Pina Colada from Shadows? Though I want a review.
This is a full-bodied cocktail with a fragrant aroma from the mint. Look, Sarah.
Upon taking that sip,
Sam, like, coming, it's like, oh my god, what's that taste like? Well, it tastes delicious.
I'm submerging my mint. I don't like it being on top. I'm going in with it.
Nah.
Fuck it up. Get in there.
Nice. Sorry about that swearing.
That's my line.
No, it's got a marrow in it. It's
there
weird
is
little,
almond.
There's a little. That's what the almond's coming from.
It's nice. It's really good. Yeah. Well, oh my god, you really stepped it up. Don't come here. Don't come in here on a casual invitation. Come here and like show us out and make up.
It's just you invite me up, man. I've got to make sure I do it right.
Somebody's wanting to know what happened when everyone yelled. Well, something fell over and an iPhone has gotten wet.
It's got.
We don't know what to do.
The iPhone's gotten drunk, guys.
My iPhone is like kind of drying out by the phone, the BFM phone.
BFM doesn't have any rice. Do we have any old noodles?
Hopefully, it's an iPhone secondhand.
We do.
Hopefully, it like makes it through the night.
Just get some popcorn, bro.
Look on the bright side. Mine's a 5S.
All right, Gwilym, abandoned brewery. Where do we find out more about?
If you want some abandoned brewery, just fucking head down to New Wilvic Park. They got some beers there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Forest Hill, got some beers there. Farrow. We're in every Farrow, so go to Farrow. Okay. Buy some cans. But also buy some bloody Victor Gin.
All right, there you go. You know how to work it.
Oh, Victor Gin's great. Shout out Matt Thompson.
Matt Thompson, you're up.
Matt Thompson is actually amazing. Love him, man.
It's a combo of legends.
Choice. Right,
we'll see you later.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.